From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of thousands of people march in protest on Donald Trump's first full day as president. Here in Washington, celebrities, entertainers, and political activists called for outspoken opposition to Trump's policies on immigration, the environment, and women's rights. Singer and actress Madonna won huge cheers from the crowd when she unexpectedly appeared near the end of an hours-long rally near the U.S. Capitol.
Let's march together through this darkness, and with each step, know that we are not afraid. That we are not alone. That we will not back down.
Other celebrities who appeared on stage to cheer on the demonstrators included songwriter Alicia Keys, actor Scarlett Johansson, and R&B artist Maxwell. Women's rights advocate Gloria Steinem told the crowd to not let the Trump administration intimidate them.
Trump and his handlers have found a fox for every chicken coop in Washington, and a Twitter finger must not become a trigger finger.
The Washington Metro Twitter account said more than 597,000 people had ridden the trains as of 4 o'clock Eastern time. Similar protests were held in several U.S. cities, including New York, Boston, Denver, Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. International protests were held in London, Paris, Berlin, Sydney, and Rio de Janeiro. For more on this story and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump told 400 CIA employees that no one feels stronger about the intelligence community than he does. Speaking at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, Trump told the intelligence professionals they had his unqualified support.
I want to thank everybody. Very, very special people. Very, very few people could do the job you people do. And I want to just let you know, I am so behind you. And I know maybe sometimes you haven't gotten the backing that you've wanted. And you're going to get so much backing.
The meeting followed Trump's repeated and sharp public criticism of U.S. intelligence agencies before and after November's elections. He also took time to criticize reporters and television crews for allegedly underreporting the size of his inaugural crowd. A spokesman for former CIA Director John Brennan said that Brennan was deeply saddened and angered at what he called Trump's despicable display of self-aggrandizement in front of the CIA's memorial wall of agency heroes. Later at the White House, spokesman Sean Spicer sharply criticized reporters, accusing them of minimizing the crowd size for Friday's inauguration. Spicer insisted Trump's inauguration was the largest and most watched ever and accused the press corps of falsely reporting the size of the crowd.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe. Even the New York Times printed a photograph showing that a misrepresentation of the crowd in the original tweet in their paper, which showed the full extent of the support, depth, and crowd and intensity that existed.
Spicer said that 420,000 people used the Washington Metro system on Inauguration Day. However, the Washington Metropolitan Area Authority said that 570,000-plus people took trips Friday in total. That's compared with 1.1 million trips at former President Obama's 2009 inauguration and 782,000 at his 2013 swearing-in. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years of strong-arm rule and a political stalemate that brought the West African nation to the brink of a military intervention. Jammeh's departure ends a week of tension that began when he refused to leave office following his surprise loss to Adama Barrow in national elections on December 1st. And at least 20 people were killed and 40 wounded when a powerful bomb ripped through a market in northwestern Pakistan on Saturday. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.